Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Jason and John. I'm here on 9FM ESPN. Jeff Calkins joins us every single Thursday, and he joins us now. Jeff, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. You guys?
Yeah, so were you a big boogier? Like, did you ever boogie? I mean, that was your era, right? I mean, the boogie was your era. And I have a feeling that you missed out on it.
It's like disco. Yeah.
I wasn't really, I wore a turtleneck shirt a lot, you know, yeah. Under my sweater. I did that. I had pretty long hair. I smoked pot. I guess I did a little, you know, but I was not as you might have imagined, I wasn't a big dancer. But that was my John Travolta thing. That was when it had come out. It came out when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
That was when I was in high school. Did I ever wear a leisure suit? No. Did I wear maroon to my prom? Yes. A maroon tuxedo to my prom? Yes. So
wow.
I was in a sweet spot of that era. Do I know the words to Afternoon Delight, for example? Yes, absolutely. But I was never, you know, I was never ripping up the dance floor. But do I, you know, did I listen to the Bee Gees? Yes, absolutely. Of course, we all did.
Yeah. So Boogie Ellis is obviously on an unofficial visit to the
right.
University of Memphis as we speak. Is he the, you know, we were just having this conversation amongst ourselves, and we'll ask you, of the guys that Memphis is recruiting, they're recruiting Boogie and Precious Achiuwa and Lester Quinones and Rajon Tucker to an extent as well. Is Boogie, in your opinion, the most important piece that they have yet to add?
Is Boogie the most important piece that they have yet to add? Well, in that he's a point guard, yes, right? Except for, I mean, in a sense, the Lester Precious combination is more important than Boogie, right? I mean, it's a better. I'd rather have Lester and Precious than Boogie.
What if I told you you can get all three?
Well, that's fine, but I mean, you asked me most important. Who? I mean, James Wiseman is the most important, I think Precious is more important than Boogie, even though Boogie plays a more important position than Precious, right? Don't you think?
I think you just hit it. That's the answer. Precious is more important.
Yeah. Yep. I think Precious is more important than Boogie, but I think Boogie is important. You know, the other thing is it doesn't look like you're getting RJ, but if you don't get Boogie, could you get RJ? So do I think Boogie's the most important? No, I don't think Boogie's the most important. I think Boogie's important. I think it's a point guard's important. Although I'll be honest, if you have the right players, if you've got Precious and Wiseman and a whole bunch of tremendous players, let's say you get Tucker. I don't think you will, but let's say you get them all right, Precious and Wiseman and Tucker and whatever else. Do I think that Tyler and Alo could do a perfectly good job at point guard? Yeah, actually, I do. I don't think they don't have any solutions at point guard on the roster. I think they have some solutions at point guard on the roster. So is he important? Yes, hugely important. He was going to go to Duke. The guy's tremendous, right? But do I think he's the next most important? No. Do you?
John did until we just schooled him, Jeff.
I think Boogie.
Good job.
I think Boogie, because, I mean, listen, and this is no disrespect to A-Lo and it's no disrespect to Tyler. I don't think Tyler is a natural point guard. I think Tyler is.
No, I don't think he's a natural
point
guard.
And so that's the first thing. And then, you know,
okay, so let me ask
A-Lo
you,
was benched. A-Lo was benched last year. You know, I think there's still a ways to go for him, developmentally speaking.
I do too. So if I say you can either have Precious or Boogie, you're taking Boogie.
Nope, because he knows we're right. Do it, John. Take him.
I'm trying to put it to you.
Jeff got you now. He's got you.
No, because Precious is an NBA player. You know, that's the biggest reason why, is because Precious is an NBA player. But, you know, and so I think that's important to Penny in a different way. But I actually think, you know.
Because it's important in the way that he's awesome. That's
exactly.
The way that's important.
Yeah, but Boogie is awesome as well, though.
He's an awesome player.
But Boogie is awesome as well.
My point is, yes, but one is more awesome.
Yes, one is ranked higher.
I'd rather have the better player than the player who fits the position. Now, if you're telling me if we were talking strictly about a guy who's a five, you know, and I already got James Wiseman there, well, mm-hmm. then when I take Boogie, yeah, maybe I take, you know, the equivalent of right. Precious, who couldn't play next to James, who was like, oh, well, then I might take, yeah, position went out. But right now, the most important player for them to get, who's still on the board, honestly, would be R.J. Hampton, if you could get him. Like, that, he'd probably be
right.
most important.
Right,
most
right,
impressive.
Right.
He would be the most important. Second most important would be Precious. Third most important would be Boogie, except for Lester, because he comes with Precious, maybe. So I think your logic is flawed, but I understand why. Again, this is not to make him, you know, this is not to suggest it's not important. And would I rather have him at point guard than, or another option at point guard in addition to Tyler and Ayo? Yes, of course I would.
With everything that's going on with the squad, with what we think they're going to get, we know that every move they make and every practice will be news. There'll be coverage everywhere. Something I was talking about yesterday, and it just occurred to me now. So if they go to the Bahamas in August and do that preseason trip that you can do one every 4 years, you get the 10 extra days of practice like Tony Madlock was talking about and how beneficial that would be. Jeff, I'm imagining you've got to go, because if the CA goes, y'all got to be there.
Do we know the dates?
Not yet. It's not set in stone. I think they're still in fundraising mode, but they plan to get it done. You know what I mean? That's kind of where right. I've heard it is right now. So no dates as of now, but I imagine, man, you better start getting ready for a trip to the Bahamas, because that team is news. Everything they do, and with the competition
well,
now,
that's a thing.
Yeah,
and
that's great for Memphis.
News.
That's great for fans that y'all will all
well,
be there.
The whole thing. I actually wonder if the Athletic is going to start traveling. Like the Athletic travels. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing my Athletic shirt right now. Does the Athletic travels with certain teams, doesn't it?
We may have to this year. You may see Jason and John out there with you.
Doesn't it? I mean, does the Athletic travel with the other college teams?
Yes.
Yeah, when it's like, I mean,
who does it travel with?
I mean, pretty much every college football team, and I'm sure that
basketball teams.
I mean, I'm sure we saw Kentucky, right?
I think my man B.F. Quinn goes to Michigan or Michigan State just about every when it's big games.
Yeah, big games.
And you got to look. We weren't going to go anywhere last year when you're not ranked and all that stuff. But if Memphis is a top 10 team, they're going to be sending us and y'all and Daily Memphian and CA and everybody's going to be there. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
just because you'll be the story. Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be, I mean, it's hard to be bigger than last year just because it was Penny Mania, but it will be nationally bigger than last year.
I mean,
there'll be
a relevant basketball
it's
team.
It's a now you can win right. big feeling right. and confidence. Yeah.
Yes. Well, certainly nationally they will be more relevant, and there was still something special about this last season.
No question.
And the way it played out with Jeremiah and everything else, that was wonderful. The whole thing's going to be just nuts. It's fun. Fun time.
I'll bet. Listen, I can say this about the CA because I was praising them yesterday. I also praised the work you guys are doing at Daily Memphian, but I bet you don't miss having to deal with those digital subscription problems at the CA that Giannotto's having to fix, huh?
Mark, good for Mark. Remember
those days?
Ooh. Well, what the problem with being like the last 2 years of the CA was, and in some ways it's unfair, like, because everyone compares the CA about what it once was, right? And then they hate it. Like, they hate it. And then you have delivery problems and subscription problems and everything else. And because they're run out of Nashville, like, there was no sports editor here. So who do they complain to? Me, right? Right? That's who they complain to. Because I'm like the guy, Calkins. It's all his fault that we don't get scores in the paper anymore.
My password ain't working, Calkins.
Yeah, my password isn't working. It's Calkins. And God bless Mark Giannotto because he steps into the breach.
Every time.
And says, Dave Brown, you're dropping your subscription because you can't tell me how often I hear from people, I finally gave up on the CA. I finally, after 37 years, quit the CA. And their Mark is, like, bailing as fast as he can. And he doesn't have to do that. He could say, I'm just going to be a sports columnist.
He's a stud for it.
He really is. Like, he helps keep that sports department afloat because he
the whole damn paper.
Yes. The sports department helps. Well, I mean, listen, they made some good hires and whatever else. I'm not going to like whatever. But there's no question Mark's willingness to say, hey, Dave Brown, you've got subscription issues, let me fix them for you, is
thank
well
goodness he stepped up. Yeah, it's Dave Brown.
Yeah.
Dave Brown is when Dave Brown is quitting you, like, you've really done it, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I was told and I was informed that you did not attend the going away party of 495 Union yesterday. Is that because there's still bad blood?
It'd have been a little awkward, wouldn't it, Jeff? Just real talk.
The real talk is, listen, I loved what the CIA once was and meant to the city. Loved it. And it was significant and important and whatever else. I don't think I've made any bones about the fact that I resent what Gannett has done to the CIA.
Yeah.
Like, I do. But it's funny because looking at it, and the other thing, I was just, a lot of people who came back for a tour of the building hadn't been there in 15 years.
Right,
you know, I
right.
was just there a year ago. I know what the gutted out building looks like. You know, I was in that gutted out building a year ago, and it was like a neutron bomb went off. It used to have 1,500 people in it, and now it's got 100 people in it, right? So, but when you see all the people who've poured so much into that paper for so long, and you know, Jason, you just like, you look at that, and all these people like when it was, and this is not even specific to the CIA, just newspapering generally. Mm-hmm. Newspapering used to be this, you know, the Watergate, that's what newsrooms used to look like, you know, and so to see all these people who had poured so much into that paper gather again, you know, there's David Waters there, and obviously he's left, and there's Otis Sanford there, and obviously he's left, and Deborah Club, and she's left, and like lots of people came back. I thought it was kind of sweet. And honestly, I'll say this. I thought it was a classy gesture on the part of the CIA.
Oh, definitely.
I thought it was a classy gesture on the part of the CIA, too. And had I gone back, they would have absolutely said, here, Jeff, you know, have a tour. They wouldn't have said, everyone come in, but not you, Jeff. Because,
well, you don't need a tour.
That's classy.
No, but they would have said they would have welcomed me. I mean, yeah. And I think Mark Russell sets the tone there. Like, Mark Russell is, who's the editor of the paper now, is unfailingly gracious. And I think has honestly done a better job after the exodus than he even did before. Because, like, at that point, you needed someone to step in and raise the spirits and say, we're going to persevere and yet be gracious. And he is been all of that. And so I give them complete credit. When I left, they had a goodbye party for me. And then when, you know, and now they have this party inviting every CA member, including people who've gone to the Daily Memphian, back. And I actually think that speaks incredibly well of the people there. I've always made a distinction between the people who are, by and large, doing the best they can at CA every single day, and Gannett, the corporation, which I think is bad newspapering.
Did they invite stringers or no?
I don't know, John. Did you get an invitation?
Well, they didn't let me. They used to say that I couldn't come in the office because of like some some laws or something. So maybe this was
They probably would have let you in. They probably would have let you in. My understanding is they were being very gracious, and so I think they probably would have let you in.
I didn't really feel the need to go though. Like I don't even think
you didn't
about,
go, Jason. Jason, you didn't go.
No, I did not make it. I did not make it. And John thinks I'll regret it for the rest of my life.
I think it's going to keep Jason up at night many a nights.
I'm almost sleep good on that queen.
Jason has a queen size mattress.
I mean, listen, the CIA is responsible for the best years. You know, the best years of my life. I spent more than two decades there. It was just tremendous fun.
Yeah.
It's great. It's what brought me to Memphis. I love the city, and I've loved my time there. So, so that was good. And they're moving to a smaller building, but they're not unique. Like the Tennessean just did. Heck, the Washington Post is in a different building. The Miami Herald is a different building. The people who like this plane going overhead. The people who handled that real estate transaction on the part of the CA, I think, are people who specialize in downsizing newspapers. Like, there's a whole, like, a company that specializes in newspaper buildings that are left empty because there's no longer enough people to fill them. That's how endemic the thing is. And that's not unique to Memphis. It's just newspapers once were massive, and now they're small. And that's something that's nationwide. And I actually think we're lucky in Memphis that we have so many options now.
I
think that the Daily Memphian started up because a bunch of philanthropists said, you know what, we need good local journalism. And I think the CA has therefore stepped their game up in turn. And I think it's actually been really good for the community all the way around.
Yep.
Not to mention the Athletic.
That's right. Jay Clark tweets and says, he asked the question, can Calkins drive to the Bahamas? And Jay Clark, rest assured, if he can, he will.
Mercedes.
That's right. Does it have like rudders? Like, does your Mercedes have rudders?
Not that I've been able to tell, but it's not a new one, so it doesn't have all the bells and whistles. It's a 22-year-old Mercedes. So
yeah, the 2019, the 2020 ones actually. You can.
That's your Mercedes out there.
Well, not out there now, but like I did buy a 22-year-old Mercedes, black Mercedes. Yes. It has 64,000 miles on it. It's from 1997.
Well done. Well done.
It's from 1997. It was my man Fred Blows hooked me up, but I honestly just needed another car for my kids because one collapsed, and so I wanted to buy a car for cash because I didn't want to spend a lot of money, mm-hmm. and it happened to be a 22-year-old Mercedes. So now I'm driving. I look like I'm in a Mercedes, which
money.
I never actually aspired. I never aspired to be like that. I'm kind of anti-Mercedes. If you want to know the truth, I think because it was so old, I'm comfortable in it. If I could not drive a new Mercedes, I would really struggle with that. But I can drive a 22-year-old Mercedes.
There you go. Well,
doesn't fit my flinty cheapskate image.
Exactly.
To drive a brand new Mercedes.
No, you deserve it, man. I'm happy for you.
You do deserve it.
So, all right, man, get out of here.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yep. He is Jeff Calkins. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.